From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with the latest in sports. Since May, organizers of the Women in Sports Club have been working with a group of local women to help get them fit and embrace a healthy lifestyle. Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin caught up with volunteer Tristan Wazenhagen and Meet a Day with the Department of Sports to hear how it has been going.
Well, there's a lot of improvements that you can really observe. One of the biggest ones is that everybody was happy to get out of lockdown, of course, and get together. And I think that being together while still adhering to the rules and regulations in regards to after lockdown, it was very good to work together and to work out together. In the beginning, we started with some basic workouts to see where everybody was from a cardio point of view. And the most progression that we have seen is that everybody's general strength and conditioning has improved, and the way that we measure that, for example, is by round times. So, for example, in the beginning when we did circuit training, the rounds were on average 30 to 45, maybe 1 minute per station. If we did boxing routines or kicking routines, it was a max of 1 minute per round, and then after about 8 to 10 rounds, everybody was done. Well, if you look at the last couple of sessions, we have been working back-to-back 18 to 30 minutes straight, doing all sorts of miscellaneous bodyweight exercises, kicking, boxing, and the longest round for boxing was, I believe, 5 or 6 minutes. And that's pretty impressive, because when you do those kind of things, your breathing is very important, and the breathing patterns are a very good indicator on how good your general strength and of conditioning is. For me, the feedback that I've been getting, and that's the only thing that I'm for the most of the time looking for, is that people feel more energized overall. And you see that in the way that they move, you see that in the way that they train and exercise, but you also see it in the way that they are interacting with one another or with others. So after lockdown, the mood was kind of heavy, and now everybody feels like this weight got thrown off our shoulders. So during lockdown, we send out all these different kind of routines, but it's very difficult from a self-discipline point of view to do all those kind of things every single day on top of all of the stress that you had during lockdown, homeschooling, keeping the house in order, having to do everything yourself, no help, all these different daily government updates, not knowing when lockdown is going to be done, not knowing when you can do groceries and all that kind of stuff. That kind of took a toll on everyone. And I kind of see that we're in a way better position than where we were at that time.
Walk me through your goals going forward.
The progression I've seen since COVID has been improved confidence. I think that the women's IQ for fitness in general has improved dramatically. Some people were more knowledgeable than others, and you could see the eagerness and the anticipation for what we had in store. Each term, they were very receptive and very open-minded, which I think is really important when you're participating in sports or in anything, because then that way you're able to correct them, give constructive feedback, and they sapped it up and progressed, and they have improved so much. Like I say, I think confidence is the most important one that I could see, and then you could see that they've lost inches even if they haven't lost in pounds. And the camaraderie among the women, it's a happy place for them, and it's wonderful to see people in our community come together and work out so hard, but then at the same time enjoy it and become like a family. And we have a lot of plans. I mean, you know, we touched on diet. We try to gently introduce things because we don't want to pressure people, because at the same time we understand that some people are shy and they have body image issues and that kind of stuff, and this is a safe haven for them to sort of like grow and find themselves, and then once they develop, then they perhaps branch out and take it elsewhere and then leave us, you know, and then we bring in new people. The premise that we work on here is to build confidence, to make sure that a person understands what they're doing, why they're doing it, they enjoy it, and that they execute the technique is good so that they're not going to get injured. And I think we've seen that.
That's Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin with Tristan Wazenhagen and Meet a Day from the Women in Sports Club. The Miss World K-Man Committee wants you to be kind to the environment one step at a time. Radio K-Man's intern Adelaide Walton has the details on their upcoming EnviroWalk.
The Miss World K-Man Committee is gearing up for its second annual EnviroWalk 5K Walk Run, which aims to bring awareness to the environment and to encourage participants to make environmentally friendly lifestyle choices. Miss World Cayman Islands is a non-for-profit company who relies on donations, sponsorships, and fundraising. They are currently raising funds for their 2021 pageant. According to the Miss World Cayman Committee, they believe the environment is, quote, very important and especially to our future generations. They hope to bring awareness to all residents of Cayman, as well as encourage a healthy lifestyle. The second annual EnviroWalk happens this Sunday, November 29th, starting 6 a.m. at Safe Haven. Entry fee is $20 for adults and $12 for youth, 12 and under. Participants are encouraged to bring a water bottle, hat, sunscreen, and comfortable walking shoes. To register or for more information, check out caymanactive.com/registrations/EnviroWalk. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Adelaide Walton.
And the South Sound Squash Club Open Squash Tournament 2020 and Christmas Celebration event is taking place the week of December 7th through to the 11th. The tournament is open to all levels and the general public, not just squash club members. The cost is $30, which includes the tournament shirt and a special evening meal to wrap up the event on December 11th. To register, email info@squash.ky. That's the latest in sports here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego.